Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Reish Ayin Zayin. We are on page 114. Simin Reish Ayin Zayin is Shelo Ligrom Kibui Haner, that one should not cause a candle to be extinguished. The Mechaber says of Aleph, Ner Shemunach Achori Hadelas, a candle that is placed behind the door. Aser liftoach hadelas kedarko. It is aser to open the door. The Rama adds in the word kedarko, which we'll discuss in the Mishavura. And the problem is shemi yechabenu haruach. And we're worried that maybe the wind is going to extinguish the candle by opening the door. The Rama says avalino hadelas kenegdo muter. Although it's aser to open the door, the Rama says to close the door that will be permissible. The same way there's a problem of opening a door when there's a candle behind it, the same issue would be with opening a window if there is a candle across from it on the table. The Mechaber then says, this is a second opinion in the Rishonim, that it's not that the candle is just behind the door, but it's actually set in a wall that's behind the door. So then, aser liftoach hadelas ulenalo kedarko. Here the Mechaber says it's aser to open and close the door in a normal way, meaning in a strong way. Shema tehadelas no keshes alav usachabenu. We're worried that maybe the door is going to bang into the wall where the candle is, and that's going to cause it to be extinguished. Eloposeach v'noel benachas. Rather, you have to open and close the door very gently. Third case in the Rishonim, v'imhu kavua bedelas atzmo. If the ner is actually in the actual door, shepsichoso uniloso mikarev hashemen laner or marchiko mimenu, and by opening or closing the door, you are going to be moving the oil closer or further from the wick. So aser lefascho ulenalo. So then it's going to be aser to open and close the door. The Rama says, "Ubener shel shava muter liftoach v'lino afal pishu kavua bedelas." Says Rama, if it was a wax candle, not an oil candle, so then it would be mutter to open and close the door, even if it is on the door. So to summarize, this is a Gemara in Shabbos, and there's three different opinions in the Rishonim exactly what the Pshat in the Gemara is, and the Mechaber is paskening all three cases. Case number one is that you have a candle behind the door, so by opening the door, you're allowing wind in, it's going to extinguish the candle. Case number two is the candle is behind the door, but it's actually in a wall, and we're afraid the door is going to bang into the wall. There the Mechaber said you can't open or close the door the normal way. We're afraid it's going to bang into the wall, and that's going to cause it to get extinguished. The third case is that the ner is actually in the door itself, and by opening and closing it, we're worried that the oil is getting closer or further from the wick, and that's going to be a problem of igniting or extinguishing. So the Mishabura says in Sefkatan Aleph, ner, v'ein chiluk baze be'ner shel shemen o shava v'chilev. In terms of the first case of the Mechaber, that we're worried you're going to open the door and the wind is going to come and it's going to extinguish the candle, it obviously does not matter if this is a candle of oil or if it's a candle of wax. The case is that a door opens towards the inside of the house. Behind the door, munach babayas ner daluk. You have sitting there in the house a candle that is lit. V'davka kishu neged psichas hadelas mamish. It's only a problem if it is right across from where the door opens. V'karov el hadelas, and the candle is very close to the door. Be'inyan in such a way shekeshe yipasach hadelas, that when you open the door, yuchal lihikavos ayidei haruach hamenashe bibachutz. That by opening the door, you're allowing the wind in that's blowing outside, and it's going to come in and extinguish the candle. Umashikos of kedarko, that which the Rama added into the first case of the Mechaber, that you can't open the door kedarko the normal way. So I am the Magen Avram shikos of the Tov Sofer Hu. The Magen Avram says that's a mistake, because kedarko means in a stronger way, the normal way that you open a door very strong. It says the Magen Avram, it's a mistake. That afilu imhu poseach hadelas benachas. It doesn't matter how you open the door. The point is you're letting the wind in. You can open the door as gently as you want. The wind is still coming in. The wind that's coming from the outside is still blowing, and therefore, he says, kedarko is a mistake. And therefore, it's va'aser, even if you're going to do it gently. V'chein sasmu kam v'achronim, and so too write many achronim, v'ayim bir alacha. The bir alacha discusses the different stadim. It comes out that most achronim say, kedarko is lav dafka, but any which way they can open the door, and it's going to allow the wind in to extinguish the candle, it's going to be a problem. Sivkatan gimel, haruach, we said, shema yechabenu haruach. Ayim b'mogen avram, simen tov kuf yudalot, sivkatan yud. Even if there's no wind blowing outside right now, it's still going to be usher to open the door. Because at any moment, the wind is going to start blowing. It's impossible to know exactly when the wind is going to start. So by opening the door, you're bringing in the possibility the wind's going to start then, and it's going to extinguish the candle. However, there are those who are mekil if there is no wind blowing outside right now. V'nirali, and it appears to me, says the Chavetz Chaim, that in the kom hatchak, in a pressing situation, yesh lo hakel bazeh, you could be lenient in this case, kishuposeach hadeles benachas la'at la'at, if you open the door gently, little by little, shelo yigrom hadeles gufa la'ruach sheyavo, to make sure that the door itself is not what's causing the wind. So if there is no wind outside, and you're doing it very gently, so then, in a place of tchak, you can go with a lenient shita. Sivkot and dalet, this is going on the Ramah that said, but to close the door across from where the candle is, that's mutter. Shabazeh ain't osa klum. There you're not doing anything by closing the door. Lo mechabav, lo mavir. You're not extinguishing and you're not igniting. You're just keeping the wind out. Sivkotan hey. Case number two of the mechaber was that it wasn't just achore hadelas, but it was kavua bakosel shachore hadelas. The candle was actually set up inside a wall behind, and again, the concern was that by opening the door is going to bang into the wall and it's going to extinguish it. Here, the mechaber said, and we'll see this addressed in the Mishavura, he said, aser liftoach hadelas ulenalo. Here, it's aser to open it and close it. We'll see that will be an issue. Says the Mishavura, if katan hey, rotzolomar. Shadelas posachas lifnim. Again, the door opens towards the inside of the house. Vaner kavua bakosel, and there's a candle that is set in a wall, ba'ofen in such a way, im yipasach hadelas, if you open the door, tinkosh v'sagia el ner shalacharei, it's going to bang in and reach the ner that is behind it. So we're worried that the door is going to bang into the wall where the candle is. So we said in the mechaber, you can't open it and you can't close it. Sivkatan vav. V'achronim katsu d'bazeh linol shari. The Achronim right, the problem here is to open it. You're going to bang into the wall, but closing the door, you're not hitting the wall. So the Achronim right, in this case, closing it should be mutter. To lo yavo ayidei zilakibui, that's not going to come to extinguishing. The ayin the primigodim she yishev tzas divri amechaber. Look in the primigodim where he answers up a little bit the pshat in the mechaber. To mayri shanoa bakoach. We're talking about over here where you're slamming the door shut with a lot of might. The ayidei zem is nadnei da kosel kulo. That way the whole wall shakes. And that way, even closing the door, you know, the whole house is shaking, that could also cause the candle that's behind the door to extinguish. It might happen that by banging the door hard, the wall's going to shake and the oil is going to move a little bit away from the wick. Or the oil is going to go closer to the wick. You'll be over on Mavir. So some say it's not right. Closing the door is fine. Only opening the door is a problem. That's where you actually bang into the wall where the candle is. The Prima Gadol explains the Mechaber that it could be. He means that you can't close it. If you slam it shut, it's going to make the wall shake and it's going to have the oil moving closer or further. Sivkatan Zayin. This is the last case of the Mechaber that the candle is actually in the door itself. And that by opening or closing the door, you're moving the oil closer or further from the wick, and that's a problem. And you have in this case a problem of igniting or extinguishing. And even though it's not your intention, you just want the door closed. But it's for sure going to happen that by closing the door, the oil is going to move closer or further from the wick, and that's a problem on Shabbos. But in this case, where the candle's actually in the door, if you open or close the door gently, if you open in such a way that it's not psikresh, the oil's going to go closer or move further. You do it very slowly, so then it's mutter. V'ein isur b'tiltul hadeles mishum haner hamukza hakavua ba. Why isn't it a problem? Stop opening and closing the door because you're moving mukza, you're moving the candle that's in it. Says the Mishabura, that's not an isur. L'fi shadeles lo nasis basis laner. the door does not become a basis, a base for the candle. L'fishihi chashuva shemishameshes labayis. Because the door is already servicing the house. So we're not going to say the door is servicing the candle. So it's not a basis to the candle. And therefore it's mutter. U'betela eslo v'lo l'haner. And therefore the door is considered batel to the house. The door is not considered batel to the candle. We'll see a couple of notes on that in a moment. I want to first finish the Mishabura. So the Rama said, if it's in there that's made out of wax, then it would be mutter to open it and close it, even though the candle is set inside the door. There's no problem by a wax candle moving the oil closer or further from the wick. But if there's a concern by opening or closing it with the nair in the door, then it's going to come to extinguish the candle totally. So apishel shava usser, then obviously even by wax it's going to be usser. Now if you look at note number 8 over here, this idea that he said that there's no isser in moving the door, he points out, do you have to remove the candle from the door? Should you really take the door out before take the candle out of the door before Shabbos? Even though when you're opening and closing the door, it's only tiltul min atzad, you're moving the door, and the candle is being moved through the door, so it's tiltul min atzad, it's more lenient, but do you really have to take the candle out before Shabbos to avoid that? Because you know you're going to be opening and closing your door. So Shlomo Zalman Orbal says, She'ein tzorech la'asos kein. Shlomo Zalman says, you do not take it out. You can leave the candle in the door, knowing that you're going to be opening and closing the door, and you're moving the candle through tiltul min atzad, because the door, like we saw in the Mishabura, is not a basis. Rav Yashiv says, Sha'yorei es dvar Hashem, when who fears Hashem, yosir es ha-muktzah mi'er Shabbos, would remove the muktzah candle before Shabbos. Kedei shelo yavo le'taltalo b'Shabbos tiltul min atzad, so you shouldn't be forced on Shabbos to be moving it tiltul min atzad. Vosef, and he adds on, Shem yesh tircha badover ein tzarech la'asir, if it's going to be hard to remove it, then you can leave it there. Note number 9, on this idea that we said, that the door is not a basis to the candle, because the door is batel to the house. So he writes, V'chein lagabe beged ol shulchan, shiyei shalem kama prutos. If you have a garment or a table that has on it a few pennies, a few coins, we're going to see later on when we get to Hilchos Muktzah, she'enam ne'asorim midin basis. The beged or the shulchan under the coins do not get a din of a basis. Kevan she'ein odom mevatel es bigdo v'shulchan ol prutos. The person is not mevatel his table or his garment for a couple of coins. Vaprutos betelos lagabehem. Fakir, the prutos over there are considered batel to the table or to the garment, and it does not become a basis. We'll see in great detail the halachas of a basis in Mitzvah when we get to Hilchos Muktzah. One other important note over here, we said that the Rama holds that if it was a wax candle, there's no problem of opening or closing it because the oil doesn't go closer or further from the wick. But we actually just learned a few days ago that you, according to many poskim, you can't even read by the candlelight of a wax candle because they were worried shemayata. Shemiyata means you might tilt it, and that's usually a problem of the oil moving closer to wicks. So if they're saying that is a problem by a wax candle, why are we saying over here there's no problem by a wax candle? So in note number 11, he answers this kasha from the Bira Lacha. I'll just skip to the third line. Kasa the Bira Lacha, El, she is sodha isr likro lor aner hu chash shemiyata es aner bekavana. The problem of reading by the light of the candle is that you might on purpose go ahead and tilt the candle so that the oil should go closer to the wick. In that case, there you are concerned even by a wax candle because you might actively with kavana go and tilt the candle, so then there are those who say that with a wax candle it's a problem. But in the case where you just worry that you're moving the door, so it's going to shake a little bit, so there we're not worried by Ner Shel Shava. You're not actually going and turning it. You're just, you know, you're swaying the door a little bit. It's not for sure that it's going to happen, and therefore the Rama says that will be okay. Then he says, "Lagabe neiro samatzuyas bezmanenu, the candles that we have nowadays, shame oven b'miksas, they're a little bit thick." So the Ur Lezion writes, Shedinam Kineiro Shel Shemen. The fact that they're thicker, then the taka has a din, like Kineiro Shel Shemen, Shem Miskabetz Befiyam HaShemen, because then the oil sits around on top of the wax candle. There's some liquid that sticks around. And therefore, there would be a problem of moving it closer or further from the wick. L'chein Yesh Lachosh Behem L'kiruv HaShem L'psila Olu Richukom Menu. V'lo Hekilu HaPoskim B'Neiro Shava Ela B'Neiros Dakim B'Lvad. When the poskim say that neros of wax are more lenient, it's talking about thin wax candles, not the thick ones. Let's see one more sif sebeis. The Mechaber says, Osur liftoach hadelas keneged hamadura. In Sif Aleph we discussed a ner, a candle. Now discussing madura, which is a bonfire. It's also to open the door across from a bonfire. She krovek tzas el hadelas, which is a little bit close to the door. Even if there's only a regular wind outside, it's still going to be usur, and we'll see why that matters, what type of wind it is. But if the door was open across from the madura, you are allowed to close the door. And that is not a problem of extinguishing. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Tess. So you can't open the door connected Hamadura. Bipnesha Ruach Hamenashev Gorim Lahavir Hamadura Yosir. When the wind is allowed in, where there's a bonfire, as we know, you blow a bonfire, creates an increase in the flame. So we're worried over here of Havara. Before we're worried by an air, opening the door, the wind comes in, it's going to be Mechabe, it's going to extinguish. But Mayadura Fakert, when the wind comes in, it helps light the fire better. So says in the Mishabura, when the wind blows, it's Gorim Lahavir Hamadura Yosir. The Afal Pish Enu Mechavim is that even though you just want your door open, you're not interested in making the fire bigger, Mikomakom Psikreshu, it's going to be Psikresha, and therefore if the fire is across from the door, you cannot open the door. Sifkatan Yud, the Mechaber said, even if it's only a Ruach Metsuya, there's a regular wind there, Ratzal Omer, after Ayidei Ruach Metsuya, Ein Derech Hamadura Lahavir Yosir Afilu Hachi Yosir. Even though by a regular wind, that's not going to be enough to increase the fire in the Madura, still it's going to be Yosir. The Gazrinan Atu She'en Metsuya. Because in the Gzeira, if you can open it when there's a regular wind, you might open it when there's a stronger wind, and that would for sure cause a greater increase in fire. Vim ein shom ruach klal mutter. But if there's no wind at all, so then it will be mutter to open the door. Vim ayidei defikas hadelas osa ruach mutsuya. If by banging the door and swinging it open, you're causing a ruach mutsuya, mashmi bechadushi aran to osa, it's mashmi from the ran, that also will be osir, as if the ruach mutsuya was outside, so you're creating a ruach mutsuya. Either way, it's osir because of the gzeira, you might do it when there is a ruach she'en mutsuya. The last point was, the Mechaber said, but closing the door is not a problem. That's not Mechaber. Says the Mishabura Yud Aleph, Yafal Pisha Ruach Haya Mavira. Even though there was a wind that was able to now increase the fire, and you're closing the door and stopping that wind, Ein Bo Mishum Mechaber, that's not called extinguishing. She'ena Ose Klum, you're not doing anything. El Ose Haruach, you're just stopping the wind. Then Tichbe, if it goes out, it goes out. You're not causing it to go out. You're just preventing the wind from increasing the fire, and therefore that is absolutely permissible. We'll stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Sif Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.